congressional races. In the 8th district, which includes King, Pierce, Kittitas, and Chelan counties, Kim Schreier appears to be holding on to that seat. This is the end of her first term. The Democrat has 54% of the vote. Jesse Jensen, Republican challenger, at 45% in the numbers we've seen so far. In the 10th district, Marilyn Strickland at 50%, Beth Dolio at 36%, the two Democrats vying for that open seat. And now to the 3rd congressional district in Southwest Washington. Republican incumbent Jamie Herrera Butler at 54% of the vote, with Carolyn Long, the Democratic challenger, at about 46%. Long's second time challenging Herrera Butler for that seat. Troy Brennelson with Oregon Public Broadcasting has been following that. He's joining us from Vancouver, Washington. He works in the bureau there. And Troy, first of all, good evening. Thanks for being here.
Hey, good evening, Ed.
What are some of the key issues in this race?
Yeah, I would say both candidates have really tried to stake out territory on health care, and they kind of predictably split on the Affordable Care Act. That was definitely a big issue throughout this race. Carolyn Long was a big proponent of preserving it. She also supported a public option. One thing that we saw late in the race that was kind of a heavy theme in some of these ads was how Long was lumped in with this Medicare for All crowd and was portrayed as having a plan that would cost trillions of dollars. And Long repeatedly denied that, while Herrera Butler, on the other hand, has voted to try to repeal the Affordable Care Act, but has said that she wants to protect coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. The economy was another big one, but in the 3rd district, you kind of have two separate economies. Clark County's more urban and suburban. You know, you have a lot more finance and IT and hospitality, whereas in rural areas, and a lot of this district is rural, you've got a lot more voters there who want to see, they want to vote for a candidate who's going to help them with their jobs more related to natural resources and maybe pull back some environmental regulations.
Have we heard anything from either Congresswoman Herrera Butler or Carolyn Long tonight?
Yeah, we got some quick reactions from both sides, and neither side is really ready to call it. Herrera Butler, looking at the percentages that you just mentioned, said that she's elated and floored and has pointed out the fact that this about 9-point lead that she has right now in the preliminary votes is actually a wider margin than what she finished in 2018. Long is not ready to concede. She put out a video statement saying that there's still, you know, 70,000 ballots to count, and she says it's too close to call.
This is Carolyn Long's second attempt at this seat. Did she do anything different this time around?
She launched her campaign earlier. You know, she announced back in November 2019, and I think, you know, talking to the campaign, a lot of the effort was to try and, you know, get out and mobilize a lot more. But obviously, there's a glaring difference this time around with the pandemic. You know, Long is this prolific face-to-face campaigner, and that's been a big contrast she's tried to draw between her and Herrera Butler. But the pandemic obviously derailed that. She still held dozens of virtual town halls, and it's late in the game, some of these drive-through town halls, and tried to get Herrera Butler to do more than one debate. But in the end, it's starting to appear like maybe that might not have been enough.
Troy, thank you.
Thank you, Ed.